Hey, this is Team Brooklyn. I got a problem. Why do people want to tell you? No, do it. Why do people want to tell you how to chest down your kids or how to do certain things with your kids? And they don't even take care of their own. They're using government assistance or they want to try to chest down your kid. How you going to chest down somebody's kid that you're not chesting down your kids? Where do you do that at? Because first of all, let me tell you this. You try to chest down my kid and I tell you that they on punishment, that's none of your business what I put on punishment for. Don't care. I don't care you get mad. Don't care you get upset. I push them out. I take care of them. Me and my fiance do. So why are you so want to go around the bush after I tell you that I put my kids on punishment? Because school is more important than playing with some bad kids that's not even positive for them. What is your business to try to tell me that I keep my kids from you? Oh, I do this, I do that. Let me tell you something. The same way how I come to your house and drop my kids off when you ask me, the same way you come to my house. The same way I say that my kids don't punish me because they did something that I wouldn't approve of, that means I put them on punishment. Now, got parents that could tear their kids' ass up. Tear them up. Don't try to beat them all year long. Just tell them one time. Just one time. Why, why are you hitting on them? Or why are you putting on punishment? That's none of your business. You need to learn how to stay in your place. And I'm talking about uncles, aunts, grandparents, all that. Because at the end of the day, the parent is taking care of that kid. The parent is going through everything. Hell and back with a baby father don't want nothing to do with the kid because you're in a relationship with somebody else. Go hell and back to make sure they got clothes on their back. Go hell and back when they have food in their mouth. Go hell and back when you show up to every parent's conference, every time something happens at school with your kid, everything. Parenthood is not a part-time job. It's a full job that a parent has to do. Now, if your kid acting up in school or at home, they deserve to be on punishment. They deserve to get that butt tore up. But don't sit here and try to tell somebody what to do with their kid, or you want them to tell you what your kid did in school. That's none of your business. Stay in your lane. Because at the end of the day, you're not taking care of that kid. You're not doing nothing for that kid. What are you doing to the kids? Why should we have to tell you why our kid in trouble? That's none of your business. Are you coming to the school to see what's going on with your kid? Are you coming to every IEP appointment, every appointment that they got? Do you come to anything? And then the first thing you say, oh, why you don't have a party for your kid? Excuse me? So what? It could be an adult party instead of a kid's party. So all the grown-ass people could come there and have a party for a kid? I'm sorry. I'm not benefiting no grown adult that got kids that's older than my kids. Sorry. Can't happen. You have to learn this. You need to start minding your business when it comes to somebody else's kid. Because at the end of the day, you wouldn't let nobody just tell you how to chest down your kid. Because the first thing you said, my kid is not your problem. So why do my kid have to be your problem? I'm tired of, oh, I'm the auntie, I'm the uncle, I'm the grandma. I'm supposed to know. No, you don't supposed to know nothing. End of the day, mind your business. mind your business. Because in the day, nobody is taking that kid but the parent. Nobody is over here like, oh, let me get you some money to help you out with the Christmas stuff. Oh, let me get somebody to help you out if you need something for the kid. Oh, call me when you need something for the kids. You don't do that. So why the point we have to tell you what's going on with our kid that you're not even doing, you're not even trying to find out what's going on with your own kid? Come on now. First of all, I'll tell you like this. My kid is my kid. I don't got to tell you a damn thing when it comes down to my kid. Because at the end of the day, you're not buying him nothing. Or her. You ain't being up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning when they don't feel good. You not having no sleep in your bed when they don't feel good when you not in the bed. So who do you say anything about somebody else's kid? Who is you to say, oh, I don't think it's right. You don't do this for your kid. And then on top of that, my main thing is to stop comparing kids to other kids. Because that's not cool either. Stop comparing my kid with another kid. Oh, the other kid got this, this, and this, and he don't got the stuff that she got. So what? It's two different personalities. Stop doing that. Like, come on. These are kids. Stop worrying about somebody else's kid if you ain't trying to worry about your own kid. At the end of the day, are you paying for anything for these kids? No. All that you worry about is your kids and what somebody else gonna buy for Christmas, not you. What somebody else gonna buy for Christmas. And then if they don't do it, you get an attitude. Come on now. Stop worrying about everybody else's kid. Worry about your kid. Worry about you getting off your lazy ass and go get a job and pay some taxes. What about you getting up? What about you getting up and worrying about when the next meal coming in? Worry about when you're not picking your kid, not picking a man over your kids. Worry about you making sure your kids' clothes is clean. Like I said, this is Team Brooklyn. And I'm just speaking the truth. Stop worrying about people's kids and what they do with their kids because it's not your business. Not your business. Learn how to mind your business. And these parents don't have to tell uncles, aunts, nobody what their kid is doing and how to chest down their kid. Because that's none of your business. Keep it to yourself. Because if I think you're with someone, yeah, there I go, I'm going to beat their ass. I'm going to beat them. I'm going to take my belt off and beat them. I'm sorry. You ain't going to be hitting my kid. You're not going to talk to my kid. You're not doing nothing. I don't know about the other parents, but you're not doing anything mine because I like to fight. You're not going to touch my kid. You're not going to put your hand on my kid. If I put my hand on my kid, you ain't going to do either. You need to get your priorities straight. If you don't have no kids or you do have kids, teach your kids the respect. Teach your kid how to not be yelling at you and talking to you like you, like you're not their parent. I'm sorry, both my kids, you see an adult what you say, excuse me. Half of the kids over here is not like that. Trying to be your child friend. You ain't be your child friend for what? Like I said, I'm T Brooklyn. Just put your comments below this and tell me how you feel about people trying to chest down your kids. Later, this is Team Brooklyn. I'm leaving this right now. Other stuff I gotta do. But this is Team Brooklyn. I'll highlight you later. Hey, this is Team Brooklyn. I got a problem. Why do people want to tell you? No. Why do people want to tell you how to chest down your kids or how to do certain things with your kids? And they don't even take care of their own. They're using government assistance, or they want to try to chest down your kid. How you gonna chest down somebody's kid that you're not chesting down your kids? Where do you do that at? Because first of all, let me tell you this: you try to chest down my kid, and I tell you that they on punishment. That's none of your business what I put on punishment for. Don't care. I don't care you get mad. Don't care you get upset. I push them out. I take care of them. Me and my fiance do. So why are you so want to go around the bush after I tell you that I put my kids on punishment? Because school is more important than playing with some bad kids that's not even positive for them. What is your business to try to tell me that I keep my kids from you? Oh, I do this, I do that. Let me tell you something. The same way how I come to your house and drop my kids off when you ask me, the same way you come to my house. The same way I say that my kids don't punish me because they did something that I wouldn't approve of, that means I put them on punishment. Now, got parents that could tear their kids' ass up. Tear them up. Don't try to beat them all year long. Just tell them one time. Just one time. Why, why are you hitting on them? Or why are you putting on punishment? That's none of your business. You need to learn how to stay in your place. And I'm talking about uncles, aunts, grandparents, all that. Because at the end of the day, the parent is taking care of that kid. The parent is going through everything. Hell and back with a baby father don't want nothing to do with the kid because you're in a relationship with somebody else. Go hell and back to make sure they got clothes on their back. Go hell and back when they have food in their mouth. Go hell and back when you show up to every parent's conference, every time something happens at school with your kid, everything. Parenthood is not a part-time job. It's a full job that a parent has to do. Now, if your kid acting up in school or at home, they deserve being punishment. They deserve that butt tore up. But don't sit here and try to tell somebody what to do with their kid, or you want them to tell you what your kid did in school. That's none of your business. Stay in your lane. Because at the end of the day, you're not taking care of that kid. You're not doing nothing for that kid. What are you doing to the kids? Why should we have to tell you why our kid in trouble? That's none of your business. Are you coming to the school to see what's going on with your kid? Are you coming to every IEP appointment, every appointment that they got? Do you come to anything? And then the first thing you say, oh, why you don't have a party for your kid? Excuse me? So what? It could be an adult party instead of a kid's party. So all the grown-ass people could come there and have a party for a kid? I'm sorry. I'm not benefiting no grown adult that got kids that's older than my kids. Sorry. Can't happen. You have to learn this. You need to start minding your business when it comes to somebody else's kid. Because at the end of the day, you wouldn't let nobody just tell you how to check down your kid. Because the first thing you said, my kid is not your problem. So why do my kid have to be your problem? I'm tired of, oh, I'm the auntie, I'm the uncle, I'm the grandma. I supposed to know. No, you don't supposed to know nothing. End of the day, mind your business. Mind your business, because in the day, nobody is taking care of that kid but the parent. Nobody is over here like, oh, let me get you some money to help you out with the Christmas stuff. Oh, let me get somebody to help you out if you need something for the kid. Oh, call me when you start for the kids. You don't do that. So why the point we have to tell you what's going on with our kid that you're not even doing, you're not even trying to find out what's going on with your own kid? Come on now. First of all, I'll tell you like this. My kid is my kid. I don't got to tell you a damn thing when it comes down to my kid. Because at the end of the day, you're not buying him nothing. Or her. You ain't being up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning when they don't feel good. You not having no sleep in your bed when they don't feel good when you not in the bed. So who do you say anything about somebody else's kid? Who is you to say, oh, I don't think it's right. You don't do this for your kid. And then on top of that, my main thing is to stop comparing kids to other kids. Because that's not cool either. Stop comparing my kid with another kid. Oh, the other kid got this, this, and this, and he don't got the stuff that she got. So what? It's two different personalities. Stop doing that. Like, come on. These are kids. Stop worrying about somebody else's kid if you ain't trying to worry about your own kid. But at the end of the day, are you paying for anything for these kids? No. All that you worry about is your kids and what somebody else gonna buy for Christmas, not you. What somebody else gonna buy for Christmas. And then if they don't do it, you get an attitude. Come on now. Stop worrying about everybody else's kid. Worry about your kid. Worry about you getting off your lazy ass and go get a job and pay some taxes. What about you getting up? What about you getting up and worrying about when the next meal coming in? Worry about when you're not picking your kid, not picking your man over your kids. Worry about you making sure your kids' clothes clean. Like I said, this is Team Brooklyn. And I'm just speaking the truth. Stop worrying about people's kids and what they do with their kids because it's not your business. Not your business. Learn how to mind your business and these parents don't have to tell uncles, aunts, nobody what their kid is doing and how to chest down their kid because that's none of your business. Keep it to yourself. Because the first thing you're with someone, yeah, there I go, I'm going to beat their ass. I'm going to beat them. I'm going to take my belt on and beat them. I'm sorry, you ain't going to be hitting my kid. You're not going to talk to my kid. You're not doing nothing. I don't know about the other parents, but you're not doing anything to mine because I like to fight. You're not going to touch my kid. You're not going to put your hand on my kid. If I don't put my hand on my kid, you ain't going to do either. You need to get your priorities straight. If you don't have no kids, or if you do have kids, teach your kids the respect. Teach your kid how to not be yelling at you and talking to you like you, like you're not their parent. I'm sorry, both my kids, you see an adult what you say, excuse me. Half of the kids over here is not like that. Trying to be your child friend. You ain't be your child friend for what? Like I said, I'm T Brooklyn. Just put your comments below this and tell me how you feel about people trying to chest down your kids. Later, this is Team Brooklyn. I'm leaving this right now. Other stuff I gotta do. But this is Team Brooklyn. I'll highlight you later.